Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Representative Guy Vanderlinden joins us on today's program to talk about the state budget shortfall reported on last week by the Revenue Estimating Committee in the Iowa State House.
And we'll start with some of the news that came in early this week in regards to the budget. Sounds like legislators will have a tough task in funding many of the things you'd like to fund as the Revenue Estimating Conference came back again, and it seemed like the number is going to be lower than what the number came in December. First of all, what was your reaction to that news and some of the things that lawmakers are going to have to do between now and the end of the session to get everything funded next fiscal year?
Well, it's certainly not good news. This overestimating revenue is getting to be a little bit too regular an occurrence on the part of the REC. And as you point out, it's going to make things pretty difficult now. First thing we have to do is fix the remaining hole in the 2017 fiscal year budget, and we will have to do that this time by dipping into one of our cash reserves. So that's how we'll pay off 2017. But then we'll have to refill the cash reserves out of the 2018 revenue, and that will likely mean actual cuts in appropriations we would otherwise have made. So it's pretty grim outlook for 2018, fiscal year 2018.
And when does that conversation start? Because I know right now, this week, there were plenty of bills and a lot of things on your table when it came to debate. When do those conversations start, when you have to start considering making cuts to different departments?
Well, they've already started. We were anticipating a less than favorable report from the REC. And of course, the budget subcommittees start work kind of behind the scenes the very first day of the session. So the work has been going on for some time. But now that we're getting toward the end of the policy bills, I expect that we will focus pretty much exclusively on appropriations and taxes.
And I know that you aren't quite to the main floor debate on that yet, but obviously many of our listeners know, and you had reported to us the cuts that were made to this year's budget for 2017, the $118 million at the beginning of the session. When you look ahead, what are some of the areas that you see as areas that may need to be cut? Where are areas that you're looking at right now?
Early in the session, we had the luxury of still having a significant amount of money out there that had not been spent because we were earlier in the year. And we took advantage of that to make cuts in money that would have been spent to fill the $118 million gap. Now, because we're so close to the end of the year, and of course, all agencies have been spending money every day as we get toward the end of the year, there literally is not enough left to be able to cut anything else. So we're going to have to take it out of the cash reserves to complete this year's spending. And then in next year's budget, we'll have to make the cuts. We have already appropriated money for K-12 education, so I don't think we're going to be going there for cuts. Medicaid is the other big number in the budget that is pretty much untouchable, so we probably won't be going there for cuts. One of the things that we're going to take a look at is the tax credits that the state pays out every year. We have not in the past dipped into that, but this year we may actually have to reduce what we are paying out in tax credits in order to offset the shortfall in 2018.
Where as a legislature can you start either figuring out legislatively the revenue forecast or getting dollars back into Iowa? It's not an easy question, but when it comes to some of the things that you guys have to look at between now and the end of the session, what are ways to either improve the process so you're not having to make these cuts and having to quote unquote change the system as in March as opposed to basing everything on December? Or what are the things that you guys can do to get revenue back into the state?
Yeah, well, it's not a matter of a shortage of revenue so much as the REC missed the estimate. They guessed wrong as to how much was going to be there. We actually have an increase in revenue, not as much as we'd like to have, but we're taking in more tax revenue this year than we did last year. It's just that the REC estimated we were going to take in even more. So I think that the methods we're using to come up with our estimates might need some review. The other thing that we could do, and may very well do is, well, as you know, right now we are limited to spending 99% of available revenue in any given year. We may be facing just spending 96% or some other number in order to offset these bad estimates that we've been getting so that we are not spending more than we take in and having to make these cuts later on.
Once again, that was State Representative Guy Vanderlinden. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.